Welcome to Living Orthodoxy, an invitation to a deeper life in Christ, a podcast of St. Philip Orthodox Church in Souderton, Pennsylvania, dedicated to connecting the liturgical and spiritual life of the Orthodox parish with the life of the Orthodox home, presenting the weekly homilies of our parish pastors, Father Noah Buscelli and Father James Thayer, as well as discussions of the liturgical year and Orthodox life and practice by Justin Gold and Jeff Hyatt.
So we've come together today to record this podcast after our celebration of the Divine Liturgy for the feast day of St. Philip, the patron saint of our parish. And we're going to continue that celebration by singing his Troparion.
Holy Apostle Philip, intercede with our merciful God to grant our souls forgiveness of sins.
Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
My name is Justin Gold.
And I'm Jeff Hyatt.
And this is our third or fourth installment of Living Orthodoxy podcast. We're very privileged today to be joined by a very special guest, Abuna Parthenios, and also Father Noah, our chief pastor here at St. Philip. Say hi, fathers.
Father Parthenios, it's a joy to have you here. Father's visiting the United States for the first time, traveling with Metropolitan Ephrem from the diocese, the metropolis of Tripoli. And he's his assistant. He's a hieromonk in the metropolis of Tripoli and helps him with the administration of the diocese, the education, and travels and assists him in his travel needs. It's been a joy to have you with us, Father.
Thank you.
The unexpected blessing. We know we had the metropolitan coming, and we didn't know we had you coming, like a brother from the other side of the world.
Well, Father Parthenios, some of our listeners aren't very familiar with the monastic life and what that means. So could you share with us a little bit about what is the monastic life?
First of all, the monastic life is the life of the Christian in general. This way that the Christians begin to live it. And the monastic life in general is how a person learned all his life how to approach himself to the Christ, how to learn about many things, prayers, to be humble, and to have this community life between the brothers. The three words that I learned in Mount Athos that do this abbreviation of all the monastic life in general is evloiti. Evloiti in Greek mean barak in Arabic language, who mean in English
blessing.
Yeah, evloison, yeah, evloiti mean when you met someone in the monastery, evloiti, someone bigger of you, abbot or anyone, evloison, for any mistake you do it. And nani evloimeno, for everything they ask you to do it. These are these three words that summarize all the monastic life. Evloiti, blessing, bless you. Evloison, if someone do a mistake. And nani evloimeno, for everything you do it without thinking about it. Nani evloimeno. And these three words protect the monk from many things, from his own opinion, his own everyone he have something that he want to do it, but in the monastery you can leave your own decision, and you live like the Bible say, that our Father in the heaven, He protect us and He give us everything you need. This is very short and very simple. And this is the way that in Mount Athos, as we say, that we can live years in this region of the world, in the monastery. That's it in general in the monastic life.
So what are those three words in English?
Blessing, Yurdas, Evloison, sorry, for, sorry.
Evlogison is also asking a blessing,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Evlogison, asking for your blessing to cover my mistake.
To forgive.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Bless me even though I messed up.
So the third word in English?
Many of the men who... This is the difficult
be blessed. May it be blessed.
Yeah. May be blessed. Yeah.
May.
Yeah.
Be, yeah.
Yeah.
May what you tell me to do be blessed.
Yeah. Yeah. If Father Noah tell me, go, Parthenius, to the kitchen and drink something. Not every man. I would go.
Okay. I need to work on that one.
Obedience. Without thinking.
Without thinking.
Yeah.
Obedience without thinking.
Yeah.
How long does that take to develop, to grow into, when, from when you start as a monk?
Again, everything in the monastic life, as I said before, is ascetic. You know, how to, you know, to learn to do. You know, if you want to pray, you can't pray suddenly. You have time and years with experience to do the pray as the word you mean. And everything in the monastery is the same. For example, by confession, if you do something and you thought that what you are doing is not good, you should go to your abbot and say to him.
So Father Parthenios, would you share with us a little bit about why you decided to become a monk?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
As a young man, I was born in Orthodox family in my village, and we have the civil war in Lebanon. I have a life, a simple life in general. In until the university, I have a simple life, and I don't have anything bad in I do it in my life. I was born in this village, Maskenta, and we don't have any car in the house to go anywhere. We don't have anything like this time, in the internet, the mobile phone. Was my life in general was a simple life, from the school to the house with a little friends. By the time I wasn't practice in the church, and I don't know anything about our faith, in the Orthodox faith. And in Lebanon in general, and in my town, in my village, Maskenta, we didn't have any Orthodox school. And we went to the Catholic school. When I grow, and I become 19 till 20, I felt in myself that something doesn't go well. The first time that I went again with my family, my mother and my brothers, it was in 1997, and I have 20 years old. A young woman in Baskenta, in our village, who is very faithful and a woman and very practical in the church. She was a friend with my mom, and she bring to us from time to time icons, holy Bibles, something to read. It was very, very faithful woman. And he said to my mother to go, and it was the Easter Eve, to go to the monastery because they celebrate. The monastery was the monastery of the angel Michael, who I became in this monastery in monk. To say that this monastery, he is in my village, and I don't know him, I don't know where it is. I never go to the monastery in my life before. My first visit was in this Eve, in the Easter Eve, and we went with all the family, my mother and brothers and my father, and this faithful woman. For me, it was a shock. The first shock that I have in my life, that this atmosphere, that I saw it in the monastery, touched me till now. Because we celebrate this Easter, but I celebrate it with crying. And my mother said to me, "Why are you crying?" I said to her, "I don't know." But something, I don't know what is. Something touched me by all the atmosphere, how the monk chants, how the candles without electricity. It was very charming, the atmosphere. And I think God touched me in this holy and Eve, the Easter Eve. I can say that from this night was the first step in my life to choose what can I do in my life. And was very attached and very attached to be a monk, I don't know, or to be a priest, or to serve the church. After that, I met a priest in Beirut. His name was, he is still alive, Constantine. He was a deacon at this time. And he gave me this book, A Night in the Desert of the Holy Mountain, by Erothus Flachus. And it was the first book that I have read it in my life. And like the Easter Eve, who touched me in 1997, also this book gave me something who I can't say it by words, but in my life, this is are become practical, and he pushed me to this life. The first met with Sayyidina Ephraim, the Metropolitan of Tripoli now, who I am with him in this trip and in Tripoli. It was in the next year, 1998. And I don't know what I say to him, because Father Constantine said to him to go to the monastery to know Father Ephraim, the abbot, at this time. I said to Sayyidina that I want to learn theological lessons, because I was attached to go to Balamand, to the University of Balamand, and study theological. But Sayyidina said to me to finish my lessons, and after that, we will see if he haven't any problem to go. But he said to me to finish my lessons. And my studies was there. I studied hotel management. This is my study. In 2000, when I finished my study in the university, and from this time, from 1998 till 2000, I became practical, more practical at the church. I'll go to celebrate the liturgies, and I founded with the parish in Baskenta in a Sunday school. At this time, I went several times to the monastery in Baskenta and talking with Sayyidina Ephraim, like a spiritual father. When I tell him that I finished my studies, he said to me, "I will ask for you to go to the parliament." And everything, I will say that everything I do in my life, the guardian put his hand and he gave me the push to continue, to have a continuity. And this thing that I said before was lost in the presence of our God in my life. I met Sayyidina, he gave me a rendezvous, as we say, with him in the monastery in 2001. It was January, 9th of January.
An interview, you say?
Yeah.
You went before then?
I have a relation with him, mm-hmm. but he told me that he want to go to Balaman to ask there if I can have this lesson to learn.
Formal theological education.
And he said to me that come to the monastery to see him and to tell me what is the result of that. I go from the house without saying to anyone, because I'm afraid from my parents to say no. I go from the house to the monastery without anything. And when I met him, I met Sayyidina Ephraim, he tell me that it is now difficult to go to Balaman because they become in the mid-year. And it preferable to go regularly in October. And the second shock, I'm sad for this, what he said to me. But I think that God gave him other wisdom to say. And he said to me, if you want, you can stay in the monastery and I will learn you everything before going to Balaman. What is your opinion? I said to him, yes. And he told me, and what about your parents? Mm-hmm. I said to him, left them. God will protect them and will help them to accept everything. And this is the first step that that became in my life. And I spent in the monastery for 9 months till September. Really, Father Ephraim, the abbot, he helped me very well. He learned me Arabic very well. We know Arabic, but as you know, the Arabic is a very difficult language, and you should to learn it very well. He learned me Arabic. He learned me Tibikon, how to open the books, how to chant. He learned me a little bit Greek language. It was for me like a father and the son. And he protected me very well. And after years, I know that Sayyidina Ephraim was his opinion that when young come to the monastery and be monk for him. Because he went to Baskinta from 1984 till 2001. And this opinion that he has in his mind become real, because his desire is one of these younger people in this village become a monk in the monastery. And it was everything I do it in my life. I didn't think about it. Why? Just I say yes, and God opened doors. And the way was very simple. And I finished my studies in Balaman in 2005. And still Sayyidina, like a mother who protect me. And he sent me to Mount Athos in 2000 for 1 year. But the program was for 5 years. But I have a little bit a problem with the visa. And I spent 1 year in Mount Athos, and there I learned many things. I said to Sayyidina that I learned theological lessons, but now I am practicing this theological in life. And I met a holy abbot, till now alive, Elder Parthenios, in St. Paul Monastery, who Sayyidina became a monk in this monastery. And Sayyidina told me to go to the same monastery and to meet him. And really, I can't forget it in my life, what I spent in this holy place, with this abbot, with his wisdom, with his support, with his all experience of life, of monastic life. until now we have this holy in the relation between us. I thank God for this, and I thank Sayyidina Aviva, of course, because he gave me this chance to have this experience that we need now in our secular life and our hard life we have in this world. And till now, I am with him in Tripoli. I do what I learned before, and to have it practical in our life, and to help people who come to us, to the Archdiocese of Tripoli, to the families. Because Sayyidina found in the Archdiocese, and I am responsible of it, a spiritual center who gave theological lessons, but in pastoral way. Mm. And many people come to this center, many youngs, and from several ages, from 19 years old to 60, as we can say. And it was very practical and think that a metropolitan think about his parishes, his people, that it is necessary for us, not only the monks and the priests and the bishops, to know theological, but also the people also to know something about the faith, about the typicon, about liturgical life in our church. I'm very happy because and by the bless of His Eminence, we do our work in Tripoli with this spirit. Because our church and in this area of the world need, as we say before, a witness for the Christ and for the faith. And for this reason, Sayyidina do this travel to America, Canada, and to Mount Athos, and to France after Easter, to have this mission and to contact people who don't know them, and to have this in a spiritual relation. We pray for them, and they pray for us. And this is my life in brief.